Minutes on the Block. We'll talk about it. Good afternoon, Dominica. Good afternoon, the region. And good afternoon, the world. That's a discussion I've been hearing on the streets of the capital city, Roseau. There are some for and some against. You will realize that today may be the final day for curfews. So no longer will you be under lockdown. That has been going on for some time now. March, the end of March, April, May, June. And you've been stressed out. A lot of you have been. A lot of you followed the protocols. A lot of you followed the rules of social distancing, washing your hands. And being hygienic. Now the big question is, are we ready to open up our borders? And that's the question. Some are for and some are against. And you know, when we open up our borders, we open up to everything. But we have to realize that we are part of our global community. And keep keeping our borders closed may not be the wise thing to do. And opening up our borders, we find face the risk of more cases, given what is going on, more COVID-19 cases coming into our beautiful country that has done a great job in terms of keeping things under control. Let me hear on which side of the argument you are. We just heard the Prime Minister saying, well, the borders will be open soon. No dates just yet. But definitely the borders will be open. Let me hear on which side of the argument you are. Are you for opening up the borders? Or are you saying, no, keep it closed still? Our numbers are 449-3095. Just a question this afternoon. That's the talk, huh? Are we ready? Is Dominica ready? We first learned of the first case was an imported case in terms of COVID-19. When there were many calls to close the borders very early. Let me hear on which side of the argument. Of course, there are many people out there, Dominicans, who want to return home. But let me see on what side of the argument you are. Hello, talk to me. Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon. Yes. Well, at some point, you know, we have to open up whether we want to or not, because there are citizens that want to come home, and there are people that from Dominica that want to go out to wherever they reside. But my question is, are we ready? Are we ready to take that risk? I'm for it in a way. And I would like my people to continue in as much as they're going to open, whether they want it or not. The government is going to open anyway. Please, people, don't forget this thing has no face. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to do your social distancing and washing your hands at all times. Maybe that could help. What's happening right here in Houston, Texas, is crazy. I mean, I'm calling it a mad state. Because why? The government opened, and then he opened up a little too quick. He opened up everything a little too quick. So right now we are so full with all kind of COVID people, from the small to the old to the young. So I'm just asking my people to be careful when our country opens. And of course, we'll get some COVID people coming in. It's not written on nobody's face. You doesn't know who have it. That's the sad part about it. So all we have to do is take proper precaution, protect ourselves, and be safe.
The situation you're saying is very serious there in Texas, because they open up the border.
Yes, it is. It's not only open up the borders. The governor first started with like 20 or 25% restaurants, for the restaurant's capacity. Then they changed it, I think, to 50. So that's what happened. And Americans, some of them really don't care. So they kind of flocking up the restaurants, sitting together, not wearing masks, and just don't care. So that is why it's escalated, and it's coming back on us, the frontline employees.
Are you there?
Where we did. Yes, I'm here. It's just getting worse and worse and worse every day. Every day. The only thing about it is less people dying, which is good, but more people getting infected. So, my people, I just want you to be careful. Continue doing what you're doing. Dominica has done a great job. Great, great job. So, be careful.
But when people start coming in and going out. You will realize, though, opening up the borders, just open up to anything at this time. Yes?
Well, as I said, the government has to do what they got to do. I mean, I myself saying they should not in my way. But at the same time, I cannot talk for everybody. Everybody have their personal view on how they see it. So I'm just telling my people to take precaution, because COVID is not going anywhere. It is out there. And it is everywhere.
You're saying we have to learn to live with it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let me hear on which side of the argument you are. Do you want the government of Dominica to open up its borders? Hello, talk to me or not. Yes?
Good morning. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you doing?
I'm here.
Yes, Matt. Matt, my view on that is at some point, whether it's 6 months, 8 months down the line, we must open up our borders, okay? And I feel now could be is the best time to open up the border and see what is happening. But one of my main concerns, that's something I've been hoping to be able to call the radio station to talk about at some point. It's something I wanted to say maybe 2 months ago.
Okay.
Creole Festival and Chinese Commerce, that I think should be shut down.
So you're saying shut down Creole Festival?
Yes, and carnival, because you have a lot of people coming from outside coming in. So you want to use that now to protect the population. Close down Royal Festival and close down carnival. So by after carnival date, then we will know exactly what is going on.
But we're depending very seriously as it relates to tourism. So why do you want to shut down Creole Festival or shut down Carnival?
Yeah, but March we shut down since what? March or so?
Yes, March.
What were we depending on since then?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to shut down Creole Festival and let us make sure that doesn't go too far, because Creole Festival could spread it like wildfire. You know how many people we have coming in, Matt? So you know that you want to shut down and then see what is happening after Carnival. Right, Carnival done. So, okay, we have no big problem with that. Then we continue on. But open up, yes, I agree for the opening up. And then let's see what happening. Shut down Creole Festival, and we can shut down Christmas, but it's going to happen. And then Carnival, and see what will happen after then. That's my point on that.
Okay, safe. Right. Safe. I respect you. opinion. Should we open up the borders or should we remain closed? That's a question for the afternoon. Let's listen to the big, the very question that happened there in Europe. The authorities are asking the same question. Hello, talk to me, yeah? Yes?
Yes, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Matt, yes, in a sense, I'm in favor of opening the border.
Uh-huh.
But opening it and do not throw the key. Because, as one caller said, there are people in the country that situation caught them in the country, which they want to go home to their family. So some of their went and it happened the same with them, they want to come in. The government, yes, want to open, but we have to be careful. As you said, continue doing our practices, distance, wash our hands, and etc. All I would still want the government to maintain is anyhow anybody come into the country, they have to go to quarantine.
But that's gonna you will admit though that's gonna put a stretch on our health personnel, because you have to man so many of the ports and the airports, so it's gonna put a strain on the health authorities.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, it's true. But if they have to open and close, yes, because you open sometimes based on this situation, how it is. Mm-hmm. You even have to think of closing for a period of time to control whatever you have. But we want to open the country.
You want to say open gradually?
Yes, open, close. So open, that's close. Why I said open, but do not throw away the key.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. Let's try this call, 116. Open or close? Hello? Or keep close? Yes?
Yes. Matt, we cannot close indefinitely.
I know we can't close, but are we opening too early?
No, certainly not. Measures should be put in place. Like, yes, measures should be put in place. And as you said, well, it may dent the economy or whatever. But we have to open because that's the only way we can generate income. We can generate income among Dominicans. That is just we can't even debate that. So what I'm saying is that yes, measures should be put in place, but definitely we should open our borders. Otherwise, we'll never leap from one level to another. So we have proven that we have no cases in Dominica. Put measures in place, have people quarantined, and then let us get things going. But we cannot close indefinitely. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, 449-3095, 449-3096. The question of the afternoon, should we open or should we remain closed for a little while longer? Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Good afternoon, Matt. We should open the borders and make it mandatory that everybody wear a mask. If not, we charge them $500. Simple as that. Because we can't be closed all the time because we need it. First of all, Matt, we don't have an economy. And we want to stimulate it, so we have to make transactions go back and forth.
Okay, 449-3095-9697. That's the question for the afternoon. Should we open it, or should we open up, or keep closed? Hello, yes, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt.
Yes.
Yes, I'm saying that we should open the... First of all, it's not a border, it's a port of entry, because we're not bordering anything but the sea.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Okay. And next is that people who have to go back to the States. I sold my house here in March, and I've been waiting to go back. I mean, I don't want to go back to the United States and Florida with the way it is bursting with COVID cases, but I can't let fear take me. I must go. I'm just waiting and waiting. So I believe you have to open. And also, Dr. McIntyre put in great protocols, great. Test everybody. He lined it out on Sunday on the show of the Prime Minister. He lined it out very nicely. I give Dominica props for all they've done, and I'm happy myself. But I need to go. I need to go. You have to let me go.
So are you saying that they have prevented you from going thus far?
Yeah, Matt, I have called the U.S. Embassy. The U.S. Embassy tell me, are you sick? Are you dying? Is your husband sick? Is it this? No, no, no. They told me the state of emergency is till June 30th. That's what I can tell you. I asked them, did any other people in Dominica say, all I want to get is Puerto Rico. Anybody ask, inquire? They told me no. So I'm just there. I need to go.
I find it strange because I have a cousin who's been there since March, April. Mm-hmm. A match, and going back to Canada, she has not been able to leave. Right. And if you were able to charter a plane, you might have that option. I know people who have left.
Okay, Matt.
Yes,
if you can charter the plane, right? I don't have big money, but okay. If you can charter the plane, you have to get X amount of people, right? I watched the lady tell me in the U.S. Embassy, watch on our website. I watched them get repatriation from Grenada to St. Vincent last week from all these places. No boat, no plane can come. All seaborne, you know, and that's what I had my reservation. When I sold my house, I was ready to go on the 29th. On the Prime Minister came out and said, the 28th is last flight. I go and change everything, Matt. Everything. Rent a car, planes, all, everything. Nothing. What happened? What, the 25th? Midnight, you say everything closed. And I'm there. What can I do? I call Ministry of Education when the students were coming. Remember the students that were going to come on the 24th? What happened to that?
Mm-hmm.
I called them. If Seaborn bringing them, can I get on the flight to go back instead of empty? I can pay. Let me go back. I paid my money, $900 and some for my husband and myself. Let's go back. Nothing I can do it for students. So you just there, no information, you're not giving me a date, I can make arrangements. Every day is just in limbo for 3 months now, 3 months? Huh.
It's time to go, I understand you and your frustrations. Thank you, 121, more telephone calls, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Somebody just spoke about putting people in quarantine. That cannot work, that's all, right? Because you'll have too many people, and too many people is quarantine, not enough people to check it out. One thing I figure we maybe can do is people coming in to have a certificate saying that they will check COVID, that they are COVID-free. That's something I'm saying that we could maybe help guard against people coming in with COVID. You know, that's how I look at it.
All right, caller. I heard the Minister of Health. Let's see if that's him at this time. If protocols will be put in place. Let's see.
If prior to coming here, mm-hmm. we would love that you have a PCR test done,
mm-hmm.
preferably within 72 hours. And we also have the online questionnaire that the person has to fill out. This questionnaire has all information as to your address, where you've been before for the past 14 days, where you travel, where do you work, because that's important for us, your different social habits. And it's a nice comprehensive questionnaire. And based on that questionnaire, we can have an idea in which category you fit you, low, high, medium risk, and then we can take measures accordingly. But with this PCR being done, preferably within 72 hours, and even when you get here, so that's the first line of defense. The second one is the questionnaire. The third one, when you get here as well, we have temperature screening. If you're 99.8 and below, then you go to the next stage. If you're 99.8 and above, then you go to the secondary screening. So that's a fourth line of defense again. And then we also have the rapid antibody test, which we'll be doing here. And then based on this, that's another fifth line
so
of
everybody
defense.
Who comes to Dominica will be subjected to a rapid test.
No question about that. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So you're coming in before, it's best that you have a PCR test. When you come here, we still do the rapid test. And based on the results of the rapid test, we can decide where we filter you. If you have a positive IgM, which means you might be likely to have it, and then we have to do swabbing. So we also can do swabbing at our environmental health office at the Douglas Shelf.
All right, so some serious protocols there. We just heard the Minister of Health, Irving, and the Prime Minister. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Yes, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Very unfortunate for this lady, but I just want to make a comparison, right? In the BVI, right, whoever in and they have to go even before they were accepting people from Tortola to come in, they would have let them get out. Now, hundreds of people, natives of Tortolans, is coming back. But what they're doing, if 120 come now, they give them the 14 days quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they finish, as soon as they're over, they take another 120 or whatever amount. But every time people been coming, and those who are in and they need to go out, they're going out. So that's why when I listen to the lady, I say it's very unfortunate for her. She should be out already.
She should have been out already. She's not the only person, I can tell you. A number of persons, Canadians, Americans, are caught here. And they want to go back home. They want to go back to work, but they've been caught here in Dominica Valley. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon. I feel your pain. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Yes, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a question to ask the people them now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would like the people them to ask themselves what they prefer. If it's money or life. You understand? Because right now,
I suspect we may...
I don't think the borders them should open at all.
Not at all?
None at all. Because watch. You see, Dominica is an agricultural country.
Ah.
You see me?
Yes.
So if the heads of government them for that 3 months of confinement had program the agricultural industry that people could have abundance of food, I don't think that we would need border. We would have a problem.
So how are we gonna grow the economy within the country itself if we don't have exports?
Export. What about Corona?
What about Corona? Corona was imported. What about exports? That's my the question you can't answer. How do we grow the economy if there are no exports? Our manufacturers need to export. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Listeners. I heard that one of your callers talking about that she has been stuck for the past 3 months and then she just needs to get to at least Puerto Rico. I just want to advise her to go to KGC Airport to Express Carrier, and they do have a flight that comes to St. Thomas tomorrow. So she could probably go down to KGC Airport and inquire about the flight that's coming to St. Thomas on the 1st, which is tomorrow.
But are they taking people back to St. Thomas from what you gather?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
So some people have left Dominica and gone to St. Thomas or St. Croix?
Yes.
All right.
Well, so if she wants to get to Puerto Rico, then she could probably try that route, come to St. Thomas, and then take a flight from St. Thomas to Puerto Rico.
So their flights leaving St. Thomas as we speak?
Not leaving St. Thomas to come Dominica to pick up passengers. But nobody is coming into Dominica. They're leaving Dominica.
But I'm saying, are they leaving? Are their flights leaving St. Thomas as we speak to Puerto Rico?
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the information. Thank you. All right. 127. So here's a route you can use. Go to Caneville, an express, and there maybe flights leaving for St. Thomas. Hello. Talk to me. Yes.
Hey, Mr. Pelletier, blessings to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
It's very interesting, Matt, the brother who called you earlier, talking about Creole Festival and Carnival, Matt. It's interesting. In the manner in which things, well, somebody say, well, the economy. Well, I do not think Creole Festival or Carnival can boost the economy to the magnitude where we could shout about. So I think that's a great suggestion. Leave those that out, Matt. Matt, with everything that is new and excites and everything that is fearful, eventually dissipate the fear. You following me, Matt?
I'm here, right.
Everything that is exciting, everything that is new, it is exciting. And everything that is fearful, eventually it dissipates. It disappear, it diminish, it finish. So the world begin to understand where they are with COVID-19. It's something, well, I don't want to get into all the conspiracies about COVID-19. It's not that you're asking. But my people are less fearful of that, how do you call it, COVID-19, Matt, or whatever it is. So really and truly, Matt, I think we need to take our chances and open up, as the lady say, not borders, but our port of entries for people to move. There's a woman who got stuck in Grenada, Matt, and she keep calling me, and ask me what can I say on her behalf. I say, darling, I'm just a titty wing upon there. I have no influence. So really and truly, Matt, I think my people have to take the chances and open up, Matt. And
What about blessings? Let me just ask a question. A lot of people are suggesting that let's open up for the OECS, the countries in the region, before opening up to the world.
That's a great suggestion. You know, you're testing the waters, you know. So it is a great suggestion, but indefinitely, until O'Gravy say to you or me, no he, no ha, whatever O'Gravy say, originally, yeah, we need to take our chances and have some, you know, inter-travel and try to accommodate our people particularly. And look at the lady. She sounds like the same lady scary that say, go and up and then talk to me. She sung desperate, Matt, and it is sad. She sell her home and she's going back. Darling, I hope you are not abandoning us. Matt, have a blessed day.
Have a great one. Let's listen to that story there. The question, the very question we are asking here in Dominica, the question is now, should Europe or European countries open up the borders to boost the tourism? We'll have a little discussion on this one. Let's listen to this report. Al Jazeera.
To Ulrich Bruckner. He's a professor of European studies at Stanford University, and he now joins me from Dresden in Germany. Ulrich, as we've been hearing there from our correspondents about such different perspectives from various countries, including advice from various ministers about just whether people should travel over the summer. So how does the EU eventually come together on this? Because they have to at some point.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big problem, given that Germany is a federal state and the European Union is not. We have a similar situation in Germany in which the different governors come to different conclusions based on different problems, based on different density of population, and no one makes it a big deal that Germany is not acting in one coherent way, but we see different ways of opening sooner or later in different parts of the country. And the same is true for the European Union and its different member states. If Spain was hit so hard and they think that it's way too early to open the borders, it makes perfect sense for Spain. But if a small country like Luxembourg is complaining that they feel cut off, if Germany doesn't open the borders and their situation is much better in terms of numbers than in Spain, then Germany should respond. And the Minister of the Interior gave in and will open sooner. So we have cross-border relationships with Luxembourg much sooner than with other countries.
Sure. Ulrich, I see that part of the plan is for countries with similar overall risk profiles to open to each other's tourists, right? So how will that be determined, especially with the situation moving really very quickly and then small outbreaks potentially possible anywhere?
Well, I don't think that an army of tourists is sitting on their suitcases and can't wait to go to places that we recently saw just from what the situation in hospitals is. I think people will be very careful and cross-border transactions will be basically on professional traveling and not so much that people can't wait to go to a vacation resort or to lie on beaches in Italy and in Spain. But what the European Union is responsible for is to provide a framework of the mobility of goods, services, capital, and labor, and that includes services like tourism, that people get an understanding of what is the general framework.
All right, okay, this discussion is happening right now as we speak in Europe as well. Should they open up? Hello, 1:33 is the afternoon time. I'm sorry we missed that call. Are you there, caller? Let's try this call. Yes, hello.
Yes, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon. You good?
Yeah, man. Matt, in reference to that question, whether you should open up the borders of Dominica, well, Matt, at the end of the day, like I heard a previous caller said, COVID is here.
To stay.
And it's going to be here for a while. So the whole strategy is that how do we work around that in our environment? We cannot keep avoiding it. We cannot, it's affecting the economy with restrictions of entry and all of that. So at some point, there has to be access for legitimate reasons. That's my point, for legitimate reasons. So my recommendation would be open the borders. They should have been open for exit long time, just exit. But I guess the government maybe factored in that every one person on the island is significant to the economy. So facilitating displacing one person is not good for an economy that is starving based on lack of human movement. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But it kind of continues, so indirectly it creates a little human traffic and a little commerce on the island.
But I've been hearing the debate. It's going on in Antigua as well, and there were some tourists who came in and tested positive, and they wanted to, you know, I'm just saying the authorities in Dominica should be careful trying to hold people against their will. They flew back to the U.S. the very next day. So you can't quarantine people there, I'm getting, you know, if they're not willing to do so.
Yeah. Right now, now is the time for the psychologists to work psychology when it comes for economics. What I think they can do, Matt, there are some people that would come for Dominica for pleasure reasons,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Not legitimate purposes. So what you do, you open the border, yes, but you don't promote travels for just for nothing non-important. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
To just come on the island on a tourism level just to hang out on Dominica, no. So what you do, you put measures in place that would forcefully make somebody who needs to come to Dominica for significant reasons come. So what you do, you two things. The government have to invest in a more rapid process of testing so that they won't be housing people, taking up the expenses for 2 weeks to house people, to quarantine them. There must be a more expedited strategy to deal with that so we can shift from that liability of 2 weeks on government coffers.
Well, let me ask you the question there, because somebody brought it up earlier. What do you think about the World Creole Music Festival? We have to start promoting it, or we should stop promoting it?
No. We have to stop that. That is opening up to leisure and pleasure. That's my point. We cannot facilitate that type of human movement. So that's out of the ballpark.
So that's off the agenda for now?
That's off the agenda. Totally. Anybody. Right. So what I'm saying, what you do now, you can put legislations in place where if you have to come to Dominica and they can expedite the quarantine process to at least 2 days, the person has to pay 50% of the cost of housing them for 2 days.
Okay.
So as long as expense is incurred into the travel, some people will move away from pleasure and the people who really have to come for legitimate reasons will take up that responsibility and come for legitimate commercial or family health situation, funerals.
But there's some people who legitimately want to come home to see family and see friends.
No, the see family and see friends is totally insignificant. That's my point. That's leisure and pleasure. See family and see friends is totally insignificant. If you have a death in the family, that is a different thing from a point of being remorseful, and you want to come in to represent, you know, your mother, your aunt, your immediate family, then you can come in a week before. They put you into 2 days. You pay half the cost of housing yourself, and then you're scot-free. But they have to expedite the rapid testing, and they have to, whatever method of testing they use, it has to be very, 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 very reliable. You get what I'm saying? But at the same time, it affects the economy. Lack of movement of people affects the economy, because like you said, we depend on tourism, right? So from the day one that started, and we got the history or the theory of what that pandemic might do to an economy, Matt, the government should have been going 100 in trying to see how we can, inland without tourism, try to sustain ourselves. And the only 2 points was industry and agriculture. But no one sought to try to bring back Kubuli factory to open up another 70 jobs. You understand what I'm saying?
But they've been promoting, I heard the director of tourism promoting staycations, but I don't know how well that will work, because, of course, the economy is not doing too well. So why would I want to leave home and spend $300 when I can stay home and, you know, spend nothing?
Good thing. It's a good thing on 2 points, on a economical point and on a psychological point for the natives at home in the frustration.
Mm-hmm.
So, Matt, what it is that what we need is not to make the finance, the tourism section and the hotels go into financial disarray of the banks.
Okay.
So what they need to do is boil down the prices to have staycations just to offset the overhead expense of just keeping it, not to make money. The tourism and the hotel industry should not be trying to make money. They should be trying to just sustain the hotel. You get what I'm saying?
Significantly.
Right. So if you're running a 100% profit margin, right now a staycation should be half the price of a normal room hotel. So people usually would have gone out for overseas for holidays. They can now start to enjoy the nature island and stay home and give 50% of that same money into just sustenance of what we already have. We cannot afford to lose it, because when we reopen, we're totally dependent on that again. And if we lose it, there'll be nothing to come to. So it's, even though the borders open and everything is gone, and we lose that platform of tourism, then we still don't have nothing.
Okay, Carla. Thank you very much. A number of other calls are coming in, but we need to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, Dominica. The discussion open or not?
We know you can do with more. How about 20% more data on Digicel's LTE Go Plus 1.0 bundles? All plans come with unlimited Digicel calls, minutes to call via the network, plus free access to your favorite games on Sportsmax, over 40 million tracks on D Music, and TV on the go with the Playgo app. Now that's how you give more. More data, more talk, more streaming with the LTE Go Plus 1.0 bundles, available only in the My Digicel app.
All right, 4493095. Hello, talk to me. Yes. Yes, hello.
Yeah, Matt.
Yes, I'm here.
Matt, this is Bedbug.
Hey, Bedbug, how you doing?
Boy, not too good now, boy.
All right.
Now, you know who's that, right?
I know who's that. Yeah,
okay,
make your point.
Cool. Boy, Matt, I hear since Carnival.
Yes?
I lose my job in Paris. I cannot go to Martinique where my wife is. I'm in Dominica. And I can't go nowhere. If I watching the ferry passing every morning or every 2 mornings passing the street. And I'm in Dominica, Matt. I lose half of my life already. So, I'm sending for money today.
So,
into my money gram, I have a whole line. From my nasty right to the old market, my brother. It hurted me.
So you want to go? You want to go?
Yes, Matt, I want to go. I want to go. My wife is in Martinique waiting for me. It hurted me, Bedbug. It hurted me. I came down for my birthday, which is 2nd of June. No, I came down for... I'm not 2nd of June. I came down for Carnival.
I need to
go and look for my children.
Yes, I
and
know.
Everything. You know, I check in all IDA, I free. Okay, I get caught up the last day when I go in back, they tell me boat full. Since after that, I just stop.
Oh.
I just stop, Bedbug.
You have to take it in, my brother. You have to take on the strength.
I'm taking like a woman, no man.
All right, bad dog. All right. Oh, my good friend there from Paris, 4493095. Hello, talk to me. Yes, 1:42 is the afternoon time. Let's take a few phone calls. Yes, quickly.
Yes, man.
Yes, hello. You're back.
Yes, again, you know, I'm never really on, but Matt, again, we need to just find out from people, because I did not hear, I heard the minister talking after I spoke to you, but, and that thing about having being tested and so, Matt, I figure that is one of the best things we could ever do in that situation. Have people tested before they come to Dominica. So if they have had a test within 72 hours, yes, they can come in. We need to open that borders, Matt. You know, I'm thinking like a businessman now. We need to open the borders and let people come in. And as
should we open to the world, or should we open up to the OECS?
Well, that is a crucial thing. We could do that slowly, because I heard the Prime Minister talk about that some time ago, that we would open to the OECS in the meantime and so on.
The region.
And even if we open to the OECS, maybe there's certain places in the OECS could be open to different regions further than us. And maybe that could be bring people into Dominica who have COVID-19. But I believe we should just open totally and get people. Make the criteria to come in is that you have to have had a test within 72 hours. If not, you cannot come. If you cannot show a paper that you have had a test within 72 hours, we send you back tomorrow, like Antigua did. You understand? Because, but we cannot stomach people in any facility for any amount of time. It taxed Dominica a great deal. So right now I think it's a good time. Let us open and see what happens
and everything like
Well, ticket opening is you will realize taking a risk as well. 1:44 is the afternoon time. Let's listen again to the health minister and the prime minister on the very subject.
Prior to coming here, we would love that you have a PCR test done, preferably within 72 hours. And we also have the online questionnaire that the person has to fill out. This questionnaire has all information as to your address, where you've been before for the past 14 days, where you traveled, where do you work, because that's important for us, your different social habits. And it's a nice comprehensive questionnaire. And based on that questionnaire, we can have an idea in which category you fit you, low, high, medium risk. And then we can take measures accordingly. But with this PCR being done, preferably within 72 hours, and even when you get here, so that's the first line of defense. The second one is the questionnaire. The third one, when you get here as well, we have temperature screening. If you're 99.8 and below, then you go to the next stage. If you're 99.8 and above, then you go to the secondary screening. So that's a fourth line of defense again. And then we also have the rapid antibody test, which we'll be doing here. And then based on this, that's another fifth line of defense.
So everybody who comes to Dominica will be subjected to a rapid test?
No question about that, definitely. So you're coming in before, it's best that you have a PCR test. When you come here, we still do the rapid test. And based on the results of the rapid test, we can decide where we filter you. If you have a positive IgM, which means you might be likely to have it, and then we have to do swabbing. So we also can do swabbing at our environmental health office at the Douglas Child.
For years, Debo Ali Hasbro, his doctor's in the house. Well, finally, there's a nurse in the house, a qualified nurse midwife consultant. Yes, nurse Rosie Felix is breaking down barriers. Rosita, this is pas tout temps if they are at home clinic and there are certain things we deal with if a professional woman. Example, sexual health counseling, HIV counseling and testing. The senior professional from do her breast exam. And the two services la Ukara Pekote, TLC Nursing and Midwifery Health Services. This avant un set. Even to know if you are sent, have smear dress, and souffle, tiwe or stitch, blood pressure and sugar test, ebe doctor bow injection poupon, North Phillies Cafe home and workplace visits to call 617-0833 or 449-8565. Now you can have your private doctor and also your private nurse too.
That is really proper.
Tuesday on the Global View on Q. The big program on the big station, insurances under the microscope. Clico and Bico insurances sagas. Did you hear who was arrested and charged in recent times? Will anyone step in and help? Find out from the insurance experts Tuesday night with your favorite host, Mr. G, right here on Q. Ask all your questions. Will anyone step in and help Dominica or Dominican investors recover their losses? Find out Tuesday night, 7 to 9. Right here on Q.
All right, on your feelings.
Very interesting discussion. And the big question and the big station. Should we open up the borders or is it too early? Given the risks on the outside. Let's take more phone calls. We have 13 more minutes. Hello, yes?
Good afternoon, Matt. How are you doing?
Good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Matt, that is a sickly situation, Matt. In Antigua opened their border. Now I understood that Antigua have 39 new cases. In Houston right now, the mayor, the governor, all of them, they're bawling because that thing is on a rise because they said they regret they ever opened the bars. They said they regret and they opened up too early. They opened up too soon. And right now, Houston on a rise. They haven't even got place in hospital to put people. So I don't know. It's a very tricky situation. They do what they feel they want to do. Let's do it as usual.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, it's a very ticklish question. We keep it close. Our economy, and especially tourism, will suffer. Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Hello, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, my brother.
Matt, you don't see what problems we have in Dominica? A country with lack of vision like Dominica without a direct access airport. We must negotiate, even to open for OECS travel, you have to negotiate with Saint Lucia, Antigua, and all where Dominica getting it in transit passengers from. Right? You must set up an arrangement, for instance, you're in transit in Antigua. she has to be called, if you land in Antigua and they go to quarantine, how will you get to connect a flight to come to Dominica? You consider that already?
Yes, and especially now that Liat is having problems.
Right. Oh, no, we hardly have an airline right now. The OECS is without a commuting airline. Now, a while ago, I heard you ask a caller, when the caller talk about agriculture and investment, you see that's where we're going wrong. And one of the main issues have to come back on hunters. You see the billions of dollars that they're missing from the passport sales?
Mm-hmm.
Our passport is our biggest export, ain't it? For how many years now?
For now, yes.
Since 2010, Dominica main export is passport. Now, Dominica making revenue on the passport is not accounted for. And when we do invest the proceeds of the passport, where we invest it, Matt, in housing to give people for free, and we're giving all the contracts to foreigners. Now, imagine 40% of your labor cost from that investment of your passport money, you're expropriating it by giving foreigners the contracts. So that's the dilemma Dominica catches itself in. Dominica has enough money outside there, according to the opposition leader. But it's to bring that money in and invest it in the right industries in Dominica, the productive industries. You hear the prime minister himself. The guy is so dumb. He's telling Dominicans to support local. You have to give you expropriating all your revenue to construction in Dominica, to foreign people. And you're telling the local people, buy local, and you forget the local contractors, local engineers, local architects, and you've been disrespecting your authorities here, like your housing and planning, right? This is a dilemma Dominica catches itself in.
I'm getting your point, but I'm going back to the question: how do we deal with opening our border or not opening the borders?
But you know, situation where you cannot open your borders. You think that Dominica should be doing now is investing more in production so they could do export. There's not the export and import never stop, you know. All the supermarkets we have producing food for our people, which we wasn't accustomed to. The borders are open for them, you know. We could have them same boats that come in here bringing food for us to export our produce to balance the economy.
But we have nothing to export.
Oh, I see.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. It's 151. Going back to the point that the manufacturers made this morning. Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm here.
Okay. Keep the borders closed for now, please. Pretty please.
Keep the borders closed? Why?
No. But I understand within the Caribbean they could open it, but not in the States and no. And you see what happened.
You know we have family members in the States, the US, England, UK that want to come home.
That's where my kids are. They can make them come in and let them get up, but open it.
Don't open it too wide. 152. A lot of people are out there just wanting to come home. They think Dominica is a safe place to be. I'm saying good afternoon to my son Majid. I know you want to come home for the summer. Keep your fingers crossed. Hello, talk to me. Yes. Hello. Hello, caller. We're going to move on to the next call. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Matt.
Yes.
You have to get out of Dominica, you know, so no matter what, the contract will open.
Let me hear you again.
Man have to move, you know, because no matter what, the contract will open. Just people have to take care. But things must move, man, because we have to move, you know.
All right, caller. Let's roll. Hello, let's take a call there. We have 8 more minutes. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, Matt. You know, I have to agree with a caller who spoke a while ago about the agriculture.
Yeah.
You know, Matt, they've been talking about this COVID might be around with us for almost 2 years. And I believe we should really put a thrust right now, emphasis on agriculture, because the market... I remember when I was a young boy growing up, Matt, we fed the whole Caribbean. And the market is still there. The food, people still want food. It's true they can't go, but they still want food. And the food not living through the airport. The food is living through the seaport, and they can move. So we need to start concentrating. While we try other things and we debate the issue, whether it's a good time to open, whether it's not a good time to open, but we wasted about 3 months. Since around March, we should start putting a heavy thrust into agriculture, irrigation, inputs, and so on, and open up fresh lands and go into agriculture while we're nursing that COVID thing and, you know, watching how it plays out on the world stage. And finally, without leaving Matt, the opposition has won in Anguilla, 7-4.
All right. Thank you. Good news there. 153 for the opposition in Anguilla. Hello, 154. Yes? Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there?
Yes, Matt. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Matt, while you talking about to open the border, Matt.
I'm asking the question. I'm not saying open up the border. I'm saying, do you want to open or don't you want to open?
People that want to come, they can open the border a little. But, Matt, I'm going to tell you about something that happened to me yesterday.
Tell me something.
Yesterday, I went to a Chinese store yesterday to buy slippers.
Uh-huh.
While we have to wear our masks. But when I came to buy the slippers, the man was sitting on a stool. He have no mask. And, Matt, that caught me by surprise. By the time I dare to watching the slippers, the man just sneezed in my face. And so I tell him, wear your mask. He watched me, and then he used this Chinese language. I don't know what he said when he called me. Come here, I can talk Chinese language. So you see all those things, Matt. We have to be prepared for those things. To me, when we see we enter in the study and those people don't have their mask, it's just leave their son, go about our business.
Right, that's a good point. Maybe you should bring that point to the health officials where you went in and bought something from the Chinese store. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Matt,
I'm here.
You're talking about economy. Where is our $1.2 billion? And not even $1.2 billion only. There is more money in scary coffers. Open border for what? To bring in more COVID and scary can't even support us. Here in Dominica, and to bring in more COVID again, we have to roll scary.
So you're not supporting opening up the borders, yes?
No.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. 155. Let's move on. Yes.
Hey Matt, here I am again, brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey Matt, I'm listening to your conversation and the question that you asked. That's a kind of touchy situation, but the way I see it, they would have to do a rollout of a 2-3 step opening. Well, like some people suggested, you open within the region and you open. One guy called and he made a good point, you know, that masks should be automatic. Everybody should wear a mask, whether you come in tested or not, because you could come in and you were not sick. But the fact that you could get sick within 3-4 days of being on the island, because it could have been dormant. You know, they say you have an incubation period about 4 to 5 days. Another thing, a gentleman made a statement about a staycation. Staycation is out because the guy right after Blue call, he spoke of the $1.2 billion that could have been circulating in the island and keeping the economy going even at the point when it was closed. People have no money to really put in the economy. So to a certain degree, you have to open to let money come in, and it's not much that's going to come in because this is not your peak season for tourism. You're in a hurricane season. It's not a good time for traveling within the region. So we're in a rock and a hard place, brother man.
Very good point, between a rock and a hard place. 4493095, you're right. Between a rock and a hard place. That's where we are at this time. And I'm sure the authorities, I'm hoping that they make the right decisions. Hello. Sometime in the near future, I know the Prime Minister will announce that. Hello, yes?
Yeah, Matt.
Yes, I dare.
African brother there.
Yes, African brother.
Matt, I think we should open the border for Quail Festival and Carnival. These are the times we can get investment and whatever the world have.
Well, you're worried about, at this point, making the money, given the amount of people that you may get. But what about you may import COVID-19.
Well, you opening the border to receive what you will have. You take what you will have.
You're saying take the risk?
Yeah.
All right, caller, thank you. All right, the question is that somebody asked earlier, is it about money or is it about your health? Hello, talk to me, 4493095. Yes, talk to me.
Hey, my brother, what's up? What's up, my brother?
All right, yes.
Okay, well, Mark, I in the favor of opening the border. But the way we open in the border, we have to put things in place before we open the border. Do we have a facility that can hold at least 2,500 people. That's my average of the first shot for when we open it. Mr. Roosevelt Skerritt and Mr. McIntyre. That's the cabaret man there now. I am calling, before that you all open Sweet Maker, I would like you all to have a facility with beds and everything that we can accommodate. 2,500.
Well, they have said, cabaret man, they have said that they, you know, may have the option of a few facilities. Say, hello, talk to me. I don't know about the numbers, 2,500, but they said that they have a few facilities, yet you can quarantine. Hello, talk to me.
Hello, open the borders. Who dead? Well dead, man.
Open up the borders for 4493095969797. We're gonna be closing up in a minute here for 4493095969797. This is the last few minutes. Hello, talk to me.
Matt.
I'm here.
What's going on, guy?
Hey, my partner, how you doing up there in the Bronx?
Yes, man. Listen, they need to open the border because I have business I need to look over and I cannot come down. I'm in favor for opening up the border. However, have the rapid test for everybody. Either they give it free or they allow the people to pay for the rapid test. But the border has to open.
So you're willing to pay for your test?
Right now, I have my money in my socks. Okay? I have my money in my socks. I'm paying for it because I need to be down there.
All right, my brother.
And there are a lot of people like me.
Looking forward to seeing you, my brother.
Looking yes, forward. Sir. As soon as they open,
you're there.
I'll be right there.
All right, brother. All right. Hello, talk to me. Yes, hello. Yes, yes.
I let God excuse me, boy. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In reference to open up the border, I wish you could open up the border. You know why? Because there's a lot of people that work in hotels, restaurants, right? We need tourism to make the place move. Because at the end of the day, them tour guides can't get no money from the government. They tell them, go for a loan. They don't get no money from that. And they have the family to feed and move on. So what they have to do, whoever is coming, before they hop the plane, whatever, check a doctor. Bring a doctor paper. When they come to Dominica, all that to swear paper, a doctor paper that everything is okay with you, you can come in before the immigration. Simple as that. And let the place move, because otherwise, you're going to get nowhere. Because tourism is everybody's business, okay? And if the hotel can make money, tour guides can make money, and also now.
I'll tell you what, while I may want to agree with you, of course, we also have to think about the question, you bring the tourists in, and they themselves can bring in COVID-19, as we saw there in Antigua, 39 people tested on a plane load from New York or Santo Domingo. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Yes, Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to
you. Good afternoon.
Yes?
Matt, you know, the border, you know, I understand, but I think people are going to be disillusioned into thinking the border is going to bring into Dominica what Dominica needs right now. Matt, out here, there are no tourists going to be coming from these international destinations right now. None. It's closed. The place closing down up here, bro. Not opening up. I'm telling you, that's what's going on. What is sad, Matt, is that COVID gave us such an awesome opportunity, bro. An awesome opportunity for us to have taken Dominica where it needed to go. We had a good 6-8 months. When the rest of the world opened up, we were ready to give them fresh food. And what we are talking about, we're talking about opening our borders so that things can come in so we can make some money. Still buying foreign food. Matt, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Yeah, we're in trouble.
All right, caller, thank you very much. Let's see if we can take one other phone call and we'll move over to Digicel at this time. Our final call for the afternoon. Hello, yes. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Somebody, a dog just beat somebody there, alive or there on air. 203, hello, talk to me. Good afternoon. Yes, hello?
Yes.
Yes, our final call.
Good afternoon.
How are
good
you?
Good afternoon to Dominican.
Good afternoon
good,
to you.
Matt.
Okay, good.
Isn't it easy?
All right.
Yes, Matt. Matt, you see what it means by waste not, want not? Dominica had enough money by way of the CBI fund. We wasted it, we lavished it, we spread it out, we pissed it out in every gutter, and Now we must open our borders prematurely. This, you know, that's what it means. Waste not, want not, Matt.
Caller, thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, this is it for the afternoon program. We'll be back with you, if God is willing, tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.